Welcome to Hope Is Here.
I know it's a Friday, and a lot of times people are on fumes, but man, we have got Mr. Enthusiasm with us today, a guest that is no stranger to Hope Is Here. He's been a guest several times over the past 20 months that we've done Hope Is Here, and that is Tommy Lanham, and he is the author of a new book called Never Settle for Here. You're There is waiting for you. And Tommy, last two times that we've had you on the program, you were just down the road near London, Kentucky, but you're a little further north now.
That is true, Greg. I appreciate, again, you having me on your show. And, back about a month and a half ago, my wife and I and my kids, we moved up to Long Island, New York, and took a ministry position with Glen Cove Christian Church.
Well, that is exciting, man. I think that really ties in well with the title of your new book, Never Settle for Here. You're There is waiting for you, and it's one thing to talk the talk, but you actually are walking the walk by doing that, aren't you?
Absolutely. We just stepped out of our comfort zone. We're up here. It's a different culture. It's a new experience for us. It's different foods. The traffic is a lot different than it is in Kentucky, but we are adjusting. But I tell you what we have found up here is that people are very, very nice and very helpful. Oftentimes in Kentucky and throughout the rest of the nation, we kind of have this negative view of New Yorkers, as I've learned to pronounce since I've been up here, that they're rude and overbearing, and that has not been our experience at all. It has been a very comfortable transition.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this new book. Tommy Lanham's our guest today. He's an author of several books, but his latest book is Never Settle for Here. Tommy, what inspired you to write this new book, Never Settle for Here?
The thing that inspired me to write this book is I was in the midst of a speech competition with Toastmasters International, and the title of my speech was Never Settle for Here. And the concept of it is we do not have to live with those labels, with this view that we have of ourselves, with this status quo life that we have become accustomed to and comfortable with. We have a there waiting for us, but we're never going to get to that there as long as we settle for here. If we settle for where we are in life, whatever our income is, whatever our place in life, whatever influence we're having, if we just settle for that, then we're never going to be able to expand that. We're never going to be able to find our there. And so the concept in the speech was never settle for here. And through the speech, and I also talked quite a bit about this in the book as well, I talked about just some of the labels that others had put on me and I had adopted for myself that kept me down, that kept me in a box. And it wasn't until I started listening to people like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and John Maxwell and those guys that view of myself began to change, and I realized I did not have to settle for here. Now, the reason I wrote the book is because I wanted other people to get this same message, that no matter where you are in life, no matter what labels have been put on you or what labels you've adopted for yourself, you do not have to settle for where you are, but you've got to have the mindset that there is something else out there waiting for you. You have a there waiting for you, but you cannot find it if you settle for here.
Well, our John Maxwell, who we both like, you just mentioned him, and he's one of my favorite mentors from a distance. Everybody, you know, talks about having mentors, but I heard a guy say one time a person that had mentored him from a distance was John Maxwell, and I thought that's a great way to describe that, too, through all his books and podcasts over the year. In fact, I've been following him so long, I used to listen to his cassettes. How about you?
I still have some of his cassettes, to be honest with you. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to that type of stuff. I still have a cassette player. But, yes, I've got his cassettes. I've got his CDs. I've got his books. John Maxwell has been a huge influence on me. And I like that phrase. I've never really heard that phrase before, but I like what you just said, a mentor from a distance. Because all these guys have been mentors to me from a distance. You know, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about the concept of having a mastermind group. And oftentimes when we think of mastermind group, we think of people that we meet with on a regular basis face to face. But if you read some of Napoleon Hill's stuff, some of his mastermind experiences were with people that were no longer even alive. I mean, he would just imagine, because he had read them so much and read about them so much, he would imagine people being in the room with him, people like Abraham Lincoln and Benjamin Franklin and those guys being in the room with him, and whatever situation he was dealing with, he would try to imagine what advice would they give him if they were sitting right here. So I guess he kind of pioneered that concept of being mentored from a distance, but I don't think he used that phrase. I love that phrase.
Well, one of the things that John Maxwell says is, you know, if you're going to read a book that somebody's written, make sure they've actually done what they're talking about, or they've lived through it or whatever. You know, it's better to make sure that you're reading a book from somebody actually that has got information, they've lived there in history. And I guess I'm asking, not doing a good job at it, but I'm trying to ask you, how are you qualified to write this book, Never Settle for Here?
Well, to be honest with you, about 50% of this book is my journey. It's my journey of overcoming a negative mindset. I struggled academically in school growing up. I had a view of myself as not being very intelligent. I was always kind of a passionate, even as a kid, I was passionate and enthusiastic. But I never saw myself as a great achiever, as someone that could, you know, rise above the crowd. And it really took a change of mindset for me to be able to see myself in that light. And since changing that mindset, I've been able to do some of those things. I ran a ministry for about 8 years. It was very successful. I got to travel around to different states and stuff doing ministry. It was just amazing. Now I do you know, professional speaking, and I do one-on-one coaching, and that's become, you know, more and more successful in helping other people to step out of their here in order to find their there. And as far as academically and credentials and stuff like that, I am a certified life coach, so I have some credentials in that area, but really the biggest thing that qualifies me is my experience and my story and what I've come through. And I believe it's the same thing that qualifies anybody else for how they can help other people. Whatever you've been through, it helps you to be able to help others. I like Dwight Bain used to say that your mess plus your age equals your message. So whatever messes you've been through and you've come through them and gotten to the other side, that experience, your age along with your mess, qualifies you to be able to help people through their mess as well.
Well, that's one of the things that everybody talks about. You know, God used me, and of course, to have a testimony, you have to pass a test. And so yep. A lot of us have done that, and I have you on Hope is Here. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. You've heard just that great enthusiasm in his voice. He's a great author of several books. He's a life coach. He can speak. Go find out more about him at TommyLanham.com. Tommy, talk to us about who would benefit from reading your new book, Never Settle for Here.
I think anybody would benefit from it, but the people that would benefit from it the most are those that feel discouraged. They feel like there's got to be more in life. There's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than just getting up in the morning, going to a job that you don't necessarily like, and coming home and eating dinner and watching TV until you go to bed and do the same thing over in the morning, and you just kind of live for the weekend. People that are thinking, man, there's got to be more to life than this. Because the answer is yes. Yes, there is. And the book kind of lays out the journey that I've been through with that and the journey of others that I've used illustrations in there that have gone through that. And plus, it gives some simple step-by-step techniques in order to work through some of those things in order to get from where you are to where you want to be. So the ones that would benefit most are the ones that desire to find whatever that there is for them out there.
All right, Tommy, you only got a couple minutes left, but what's one gold nugget that you could share with us from this new book, Never Settle for Here?
Probably probably the gold nugget that I would want to share the most. And this book is set up in 52 small chapters. You can read it a week at a time if you want to, and it's kind of like a coaching program through a whole year, or you can read it all at once if you want to. It's set up either way. But one of the things that is the most powerful is how to overcome discouragement. And I got this from a Facebook question that I put up. What is the biggest thing that you deal with in life? And the answer was discouragement. And so I wanted to include a part in my book on how to overcome discouragement. And it really just gives three simple steps to be able to do that. First of all, you got to change who you spend the most time with. Because sometimes the most discouragement we receive are from those people that we hang out with the most. You will be the average of the 5 to 10 people you spend the most time with. So if you want to avoid the discouragement, begin to change the people you hang out with. Secondly, change your self-talk. As I said earlier, I had this self-talk, this mindset that I just was not an achiever. I was mediocre at best. And so when I began to change that self-talk to somebody who could achieve, somebody who could step out of their here in order to find their there, then that's what began to happen for me. So if you change your self-talk from negative to positive, it's going to help you overcome that discouragement. And then the third thing I would suggest is hire a coach. Now, I'm not saying that just because I'm a coach. You don't have to hire me. Hire anybody. You know, go out and interview 3 or 4 coaches and hire the one that works best for you. But a coach is able to help you get through those tough, discouraging times. When you feel like giving up, you've got a person there, a cheerleader with you, to help you through and to help you discover some steps in order to continue to move forward.
Wow, those are really great points, very applicable, and that's just one of many in Tommy Lanham's new book. No, it's Friday. A lot of people are kind of dragging from the work week, but you've got to be enthused after hearing our guest today, Tommy Lanham. He's an author of a new book, and I want to encourage you, if you are discouraged, and I heard my hero Wayne Smith say one time he thought one of Satan's greatest tools was discouragement, so I echo what you just said there, Tommy. If people want to get a copy of this new book to help provide hope in their life, what's the best way to do that, Tommy?
You could go to TommyLanham.com and get it through my website. You could go to Amazon.com and get it that way. Or if you want me to hand it straight to you, you could hire me to come and speak at your organization or church, and you could buy one right there.
Yep. Lots of great options there, and one of the things I love is that you are actually, you know, like I said earlier, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk by relocating you and your family all the way up to New York. So we admire you for doing that, man. Always appreciate you having us being on our show and sharing some enthusiasm with us. We got about 45 seconds left. Could you close us in prayer, please?
Absolutely. I just want to say I appreciate you, Greg, for letting me come on the show. I enjoy the show, and I appreciate what you're doing. Let's pray. God, we love you, and we worship you, and we know that you are a God that never settled for here. You sent your very Son to die for us in order to change the whole relationship between us and you. And God, through that, I pray that you empower us as well to never settle for here, because you have a there waiting on us. We love you and we worship you. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
All right, Tommy, great to talk to you. Always good to talk to you when you're near London, Kentucky. Great to talk to you up in Long Island, New York, man. Best wishes to you and your family and your new venture, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you again for allowing me to be on your show.
All right, that's Tommy Lanham. Check him out on TommyLanham.com if you need some hope. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Chad Tindall, your Central Kentucky Edward Jones financial advisor, knows that his most important goals are your goals. That's why Chad takes the time to understand your needs so he can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact Chad Tindall today at 859-333-3717. That's 333-3717.